Woo-hoo! This is your Attitash Race League report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. Week five.
Week five in the books.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What a fast season.
It's just like flying by, you know?
just like that guy. Woo-hoo!
Exactly. Whoa.
Cruising right into it. How you doing?
February vacation coming up. Just getting really excited about it. Week five in the books. We've updated all of the team standings, all of the individual standings.
Excellent.
We know where everybody stands in their divisions. We've got a lot of people that are upset, a lot of people that are pretty stoked. So, you know, everybody's having a really, really good time. I mean, I've got everyone from snowboarders to telemarkers to, you know, the skiers, everybody coming up just saying how much fun they're having.
Right.
It's been an incredible, epic season.
Sure.
So, you know, the snow coming through this week has been really such a boost. Getting through our January, whatever was going on in January, we're past that, so we're moving on.
Exactly.
And we're into February, and it's starting to do what it's, you know, winter does around here, and snow.
And you're looking for, I can only imagine you're looking forward to that little forecast there, get some good snow coming.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Always bringing a smile to everyone's face. So participation was good then?
Participation was excellent. We had close to 115 or so racers out of the 130 that we had, 133 that we have, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, numbers are up. People are loving it and, you know, talking about it with their friends. I've got people that are still interested in signing up. We've already kind of closed that off. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, you know, the rest of the season is all up to you. You have to go faster. I'm sorry. If you're not at the top of the division, then I wish I could do something better for you. But wax your skis.
That's
put
it.
On a GS suit. Wear less clothes. You know, whatever it takes.
Whatever
you know?
You gotta do.
Take a lesson. You know, there's you know, great. Our ski school is incredible. They can teach you all the way from the beginner level all the way to the expert level. You know, they can help you along.
Yeah.
Talk to some of our ski teams. You know, local ski teams. Get out there. Bob Gargano has put together an incredible racing and development program. They have that on Fridays throughout the season. Check that out. That's up at Wildcat. The next one actually is going to be at Attitash. These are all prior to the ISIL races, the ski club races, local ski club races. So he gets everybody together, gives them an opportunity to sharpen their skills right before the ISIL race, the ski club race on the weekends. And it's not just closed to ISIL, the ski club people. It's open to anybody. So it's good stuff.
I think you know more than anybody that it's definitely a craft and definitely a sport that you need to work at, and you have to get better and better as you go.
100%, absolutely. Yeah. And you got to get out there and do it. I mean, it's just it's really all about just getting out there and making runs and doing it over. Repetition is what it's all about. We have gates on Mondays that are set up, so you know, come out and join us on a Monday. I know that everybody has so many things going on, so it's not easy just to dedicate your life to ski racing, but know,
if you can,
go
why not?
And you can, why not? Exactly. Exactly.
Excellent.
So it's pretty crazy. We've got our team placement right now, Ed was doing the times and all the calculations yesterday, and he was like, man, it's all over the place with people, you know, up and down and moving around. And right now in first place we have the Death Cookies, we have Mad Tux, which is actually my team, in second place right now, and the Craw Dogs, Poor People's Pubs in fourth place, the Baggy Wrinkles and the Whirlwind Warriors, you know, some dedicated guys that have been there from ever since the beginning. So it's great. It's going to be a real battle right to the finish. So
excellent. Very good. So next week, it's a week off because of February vacation.
Next week is off, and if you have a Tuesday only race league pass, that is not valid for next week. It is the only time throughout the season that it's not valid. So if you have a regular epic pass or peak pass, then you're more welcome to come out and ski. We are going to have some gates up on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you can come out and still ski and get in some gates and sharpen those skills, like I said before.
For sure.
But then we come back and we're getting geared up for our Red Parka Pub Challenge Cup. So our start comes down to the Red Parka Pub Challenge Cup start. And we'll be practicing from there for the rest of the seasons, for the last 4 weeks of racing. So
something to look forward to, something to build towards, which is really great. When it comes to Attitash and even Wildcat, if you wish, this weekend into the vacation week, lots going on.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to put
you
on the spot.
Just a couple things going on.
I'm sure.
You can put me on the spot. We have the Wildcat has stuff going on. They have a torchlight parade on Saturday. We have the Crush Band and our After Dark thing going on.
Crowd favorite.
Our After Dark thing, because of vacation week, and we do not want to exhaust all of our staff. We've condensed the the time to go from 3 to 8. We still have fireworks at 6:30. That's on Saturday. So the Crush Dave Matthews Band is going to be an open all-ages show. Nice. So anybody can come and enjoy the Crush Band, Dave Matthews Tribute Band, mm-hmm. all the way from 3 to 8 o'clock. We're not kicking people out and doing the 21+ and the charge and all that stuff because we want to get our staff rested, come back in the morning, and be able to make the whole week. But there is a skier border cross on Saturday. There's You Go Girl on Sunday. Like I said, the race arena going on during the week. Up at Wildcat, we also have a Wildcat Cup race, which is a benefit to the Wildcat ski team on Wednesday. Check out adattash.com skiwildcat.com for all your up-to-date latest information. We have entertainment going on at Attitash Bear Peak and up at Wildcat every single day. So plenty of things to do.
You guys
and
always go train. Big.
The snow train.
That's right. We talked to the Conway Scenic earlier this week.
The Conway Scenic Railroad is coming in. This is amazing. Actually, Ray Gilmore had an excellent post. Check it out on Facebook. Just about the whole, people had a hard time parking last week. The Epic Pass has really brought a lot of people to our valley and imbibed everything. He's like, and it, just because Epic does it, it's good, it's bringing people to the valley. If they're not getting into Attitash or Wildcat, they're going to Black Mountain, Cranmore. They're spreading around the valley. They're spending money in the restaurants and staying and filling all of our hotels and everything. So it's awesome. It's this valley is erupting and doing a great job. And gotta give a quick shout out to Kate Zeliff, doing awesome in Corbett's Couloir. She sent it, nailed her landing, had a great run. Nice. We'll see what the results will come out, I think, on Friday. So.
All right. Very good. Good. Happy to see you. So enthusiastic and ready to 100%. Go. Always. Excellent. So we'll take next week off, and we'll see you in 2 weeks to wrap up the second half of the season. And like you said, now we're counting down the days to the Red Parker Pub and more.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot, Gino.
All right. Thanks, Corey. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.